I refuse to listen to any more of the orange and the apple. It's nothing less than pornography. I'm with most people down to their underwear.
She's right, Myra. Most people are. It's roasting in here. You're going to have to take your dress off. This is no time for modesty. It's time for goddamn comfort.
Irving.
Look, I'm sorry, Myra, but be sensible. Miss Morley, I can understand. You, I can't.
All right. Maybe we've had a little bit too much reading. But we can't sleep all the time. Does anybody have any ideas for recreation?
Let us have an examination of the motives of people for traveling to the moon.
That's a good idea, Professor...
Jayawardhana.
I came here because somebody told me I'd only weigh 20 kilos up here. That's why I came here.
Oh, do you feel comfortable in a spacesuit, Doctor?
Never worn one in my life.
As long as you don't suffer from claustrophobia.
If you could see the size of my laboratory aboard LaGrange, you wouldn't ask that question. Well, it's nice to be somewhere with a bit of gravity. This oxygen flask looks a bit small.
Oh, that's just your emergency supply. The main supply is on the dust ski. Now, let's get our helmets on.
Right, Chief.
How's that?
Seems fine.
Now, the only control you need worry about is the intercom. That's the panel on your right. It's switched on now, so we can talk quite freely. Any questions?
What's this red button for?
Emergencies. You won't need it, I hope. It sets off a homing radio beacon if you get lost. Don't touch anything you aren't certain of, Doctor.
Don't worry, I won't.
Okay, George. Ready to roll. How long, George?
About an hour. Uncannily exhilarating. Silence. No feeling of motion, yet we're moving quite rapidly.
Mm-hmm.
Just how much time do we, or rather, do those unfortunate people down there have?
Well, provided the quake hasn't caused any leaks or systems damage, they're okay for about, 6 days.
How far down are they likely to be?
Anybody's guess. Sea's never been plumbed out here, but the deepest dust bowl we've found so far was 41 meters. Does the depth matter to the scanner?
Does it? Well, obviously, she's giving heat out, and the nearer the surface she is, the more detectable it'll be.
Mm-hmm.
But now I'm down here, there should be enough heat to give a reading. Not like being stuck up in LaGrange. Once she's been located, just how do you intend getting them out?
Good question, Doctor.